Test 1. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a clerk from a moving company and a woman who wants to relocate to the United States. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, ma'am, and welcome to Australia's Moving Experience. How can I help you?
Well, I hope you can help me. I'm so up in the air right now.
Just calm down now. Let me guess. You're moving and it has you a little confused.
That's it exactly. You see, I'm relocating to the United States next month, and I'm having a hard time getting organised.
Here, fill out your name and address, and let me ask you a few questions. Oh, what should I call you?
My name is Jane Bond.
The woman says that her full name is Jane Bond, so Jane Bond has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, ma'am, and welcome to Australia's Moving Experience. How can I help you?
Well, I hope you can help me. I'm so up in the air right now.
Just calm down now. Let me guess. You're moving and it has you a little confused.
That's it exactly. You see, I'm relocating to the United States next month, and I'm having a hard time getting organised.
Here, fill out your name and address, and let me ask you a few questions. Oh, what should I call you?
My name is Jane Bond.
Okay, Jane, first of all, what's your work phone number? In case I have any questions about things.
My work phone is 9463-5550. But please try not to call me too often there. My boss hates personal calls.
So does mine, ma'am. So does mine. And what address should we ship your things to?
My new company is letting me stay temporarily at 509 Clark House. That's C-L-A-R-K. 1137 University Drive in Seattle.
Seattle? Beautiful city, I hear. Mountains right beside the ocean, almost. Cooler than Australia, too. Okay, and when should we come pack your things?
I guess that would be on Monday, March 11th.
Do you want any help with an after-packing clean-up? We do that for a small additional charge.
Yes, that would be helpful. I promised the landlord I'd give her the keys back by 5 p.m. on Thursday the 14th.
Great. We'll just schedule the clean-up for that day. That way, the place will smell clean and there'll be no dust.
Well, you do think of everything. Oh, how much is this going to cost?
Here is a list of our basic prices.
Oh dear, this seems rather expensive.
Yes, ma'am, but you're paying for the best. We're careful and we're fast. Like we say, the only thing we break are speed records getting you moved.
Well, maybe that's so. Oh, I nearly forgot to tell you. I don't want my furniture shipped with me. I won't be looking for an apartment till after I arrive in America. Would it be possible to put my furniture in storage here for a month, then have it sent along later?
Of course, we do that all the time. A couple of other things. Here at A Moving Experience, we try to pack your things logically. We don't just throw stuff in boxes.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Do you have any special requests? You know, things you want packed in some special place so you know where to find them.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Things like dishes, maybe. Not to be rude, but you look like a lady who likes to eat.
Ah, yes, I need my dishes and things where I can find them quickly.
Great. We'll put those dishes and cutlery in what we call the emergency pack. Can you think of anything else?
I do have an antique tea kettle my great-grandmother gave my mother. I wouldn't want to lose that. So I guess you'd better put that in storage with the furniture.
Grandma's tea kettle with the furniture. Got it. Say, how about things like your alarm clock? You don't want to miss your plane on the big day, right?
Well, you certainly think of everything. Yes, that's right. I'll also need my alarm clock where I can find it.
Fine, we'll put that in your personal package. And of course, we'll give you a list of where we pack everything. So all you'll have to do on Thursday the 14th is grab your luggage on your way out the door. I couldn't help noticing the new CD player you're carrying. Is that a Samsung?
Why, yes it is. One of their best. Cost me nearly $100 it did.
Do you want to take special care of it? I mean, it's brand new.
Take care of it, but nothing special. You can just put it in storage with the furniture.
That looks like everything we need here. I guess you're all set.
That was certainly quick. Thank you, young man. This has been a most moving experience.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.